Oh, that smooth move, Fred Wesley. All right. Hey, coming up shortly, folks, is a live interview with none other than Mr. Vel Omar. Hey, guys, if you haven't heard that name, you will know more about it. Just keep it locked right here on Studio W, The Buzz. This one is called Corduroy, Something in My Eye. Yes. Global Radio Network. Oh, kick back, grab a glass. It's something in my eye. Things that I see, things that I do. Something in my eye is you. Things that I see, things that I do. Something in my eye is you. Things that I see, things that I do. Something in my eye is you. Things that I see, things that I do. Like that. Yes. Hey, welcome everyone. This is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. Hey, coming up, we have a live interview with Mr. Vel Omar. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard that name before, you will hear it right here. This broadcast goes around the universe. So, hey, please share with a friend inside the country, outside the country, wherever it is. You still have time. Just go to studiowbuzz.com internationally, studio.w, available on Android, Apple, Google Play, Apple CarPlay. Hey, just type in from an Apple device, studio.w. Android, simply Studio W, or go directly to the website, studiow.buzz. Hey, just before I bring Mr. Omar on, we love promoting artists that you may or may not have heard of before, okay? And so that we really get a joy out of that. And then when you have artists that you haven't heard of before and you find out they are simply amazing, then you have to showcase them. Okay, that's what type of broadcast this is. So just before I get to Mr. Bill Omar, I'm going to play a song by Derek the Changeman Smith. He is intertwined into this network anyway. He has a show that comes on each and every day, Monday through Friday, and it's called Get Up to Get Down Morning Show. You want to check that up. Get Up to Get Down Morning Show. Derek the Changeman Smith, singer, pastor, oh my God, comedian, brilliant writer, producer. And so this is Derek the Changeman Smith. We love promoting the artists that spend their time and energy with us. So this is Derek the Changeman Smith. Right after this, then we'll bring on Mr. Vel Omar. Okay? This is one of his latest, Derek the Changeman Smith. It's called Love Me.
Babe. Oh, yeah. Y'all might as well come on. Put your hands together right here. Oh, yeah. This. I said love. The way that I love you. Yeah. Promise you that you'll always be true. Yeah. Don't play with my loving heart. Cause I don't. That's funny, love. Oh, love me, yeah. Love me. Tell me that you care. Honestly, you'll always be there. Don't play with my love. My love and honey, cause I don't
Derek the Change Man Smith. Whew. That boy. Oh my goodness. It's a bad man. Derek the Change Man Smith, folks. And like I said, I'm so proud to have him as part of a major, major part of this network. Let me welcome Mr. Omar, Mr. Vel Omar to the set. Mr. Omar, your mic is muted. Your mic is muted. Unmute your mic. Okay. All right. We're going to get this thing started here. Let me see. I can't do it. You have to do it from your end. Yeah. Unmuted. Okay. I think you're there.
All right. And all of these technical issues.
Martin, the Martin era, right? AI, artificial intelligence, and a whole lot of stuff. But anyway, we're going to say that for another show. But that gentleman that I just played, Derek the Change Man Smith, what a talent. And as a matter of fact, he's local here in the Virginia area. He's 2 miles outside. 2 hours outside of Richmond, Virginia. But he's a pastor. He's obviously a singer, soul singer, and also a gospel singer and a comedian. And those of you out there may know there's a song that came out, right after, COVID, hit this country, right? And he wrote a song called "Don't Let the Corona Get On You" by Deacon Otis Wicknine. Just funny guy. And all of the background is all him. Okay? It's all him. He does all his background vocals and everything. So, we'll talk about that because we talk about promoting artists that you may or may not have heard of before, but it's our job, our duty, and, you know, our privilege to be able to expose, artists to the universe. With that, I'm going to welcome Mr. Vel Omar to the set. Mr. Omar, we have spoken, numerous times, and the last few times we weren't able to connect with, Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, right? We have this all, set up and everything is going. You sound great. The timing is excellent. So, Mr. Vel Omar, tell you what, this is what I'm going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to play a song, and I want you to guess who this is, okay? Well, I'm going to give you two choices. Sam Cooke, Vel Omar. Pick.
Ever since, it's been a long
change is going to come. Yeah, Kim Rogers, I agree with you. A change is going to come. She's out there in Longview, Texas, listening. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my sister, Emma Brown, she just said, yep, okay, loving it, loving it. We've just getting started here. Hey, now, welcome to the set right now, Mr. Vail Omar. Mr. Omar, thank you so much for joining us again. Like we said, we've tried this three times. We were successfully doing this over, let me turn on my camera, over the phone, but it's nothing like having a live picture here. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Apple, like I mentioned that before. If you have an Apple device, okay, just go to from your Apple App Store, studio.w, share with a friend, studio.w. Android is simple, Studio W, available on Alexa and around the universe, studio.w.buzz, B-U-Z-Z, type it in, it'll pop up anywhere. All right, so share with your friends. Okay, we have time. Mr. Omar, let me be quiet for a second and let you in. Let's talk about Mr. Vail Omar and that last song there. I don't know what the audience have guessed. Have you guys guessed whether it was Sam Cooke or I? As a matter of fact, did you guys say Sam Cooke? I think I got a couple responses that thought it was Sam Cooke. If you did, no, it wasn't. That was none other than Mr. Vail Omar. Whew. Outstanding. And I think this has been your, third appearance here on Studio W, or Ms. Omar?
Well, you know, in lieu of all of the technical difficulties we were having before, I would say this is the first, and the other were half times.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And we
did enjoy the music. You weren't able to get it. Hey, folks, we're going to step aside. We're going to have a great time here. So, yep, that last change is going to come. That was from Mr. Vail Omar. And so, Mr. Omar, where did you grow up?
I grew up in a little place down in the Delta, Mississippi.
Oh, boy.
Mississippi Delta, that is, called Mayersville, Mississippi.
Okay.
Now, Mayersville is right on the banks of the Mississippi River, on the east bank of the Mississippi River.
Okay.
And I'm sure everyone has heard of the town called Rolling Fork, Mississippi, that was kind of wiped off the map by that giant tornado.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was our neighboring town.
Oh, no.
2 miles up the road.
Oh, it was devastating to see. That was devastating.
Yeah.
Oh, so, my goodness.
That's the area that I'm from.
Yeah.
Issaquena County, Rolling Fork is the next county over, Sharkey County.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, uniquely, very unique, in Mississippi, you guys have some strange towns there. I had a friend that he grew up in a Boogie Bottom, Mississippi. Okay, wherever that is, Boogie Bottom, okay.
The slightest idea.
Okay. And then, of course, David Ruffin, he grew up in Why Not, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Melvin Cole, who introduced me to you, what part of Mississippi did he grow up in?
I think he grew up down in the same area. I'm not sure. It might have been Meridian, Mississippi.
It was Meridian. It was exactly. Meridian, yeah. You're exactly right. Oh, my God. You guys have some towns, don't you? Anyway, we'll be back after this because we'll talk more with Mr. Vail Omar. And this is I have several songs for him, and we're going to get through as many as we can tonight. But this is Red Cup Friday night. I am WB, your host, with Mr. Vail Omar. And this song, Still, My Love Grows. Kick back, grab a glass.
Since I met you, have meant everything that heaven would allow, and still my love grows.
My love grows.
There's been hard times,
there's been hard times,
but we made it through standing strong. Survived it all, and still my love grows.
My love grows.
On the day that I met you, that's when I came to life. As long as my life lasts, until I pass, I'll still love you. Oh, my love for you, sugar, it's taken on every kind of foe. Temptations come and go, and still my love grows.
My love grows.
You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful to me. And oh, honey, that's why my love grows.
My love grows.
Now that I have you, I'm giving you the rest of my life. It doesn't matter how hard the storm may blow. Believe me, baby, I'll still love you. I'm begging you, please, never leave me. I can't live my life without you. 'Cause my love, it still grows.
Love.
And darling, darling, I love you. You mean everything to me. And all I know is still, still, my love grows.
My love.
I love
grows.
The way you make me feel. And steal my love, bro.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I'm going to stop the presses right now before we go to the next song here. Mr. Omar, so we knew you grew up in Mississippi. Okay, and so did you start singing while you were there? Did you migrate to other places? And how did it all start, and at what age?
Well, yeah, I didn't actually start singing in Mississippi. I had my first experience as a singer when I moved to Chicago. And I moved from Mississippi to Chicago at the age of 8.
Hmm.
And, of course, I didn't start really singing until I reached age 14 when I entered high school and learned some of the rudimentary elements of singing and vocals and all of that through the boys chorus at first and through the a cappella choir. Mm-hmm. As I graduated up into high school.
Okay.
So that's where my singing started. But professionally, I started singing in the 1980s.
Okay. Now, did you, growing up to high school, did you want to be a singer before you reached high school, or was there something that attracted you once you arrived?
Well, you know, I didn't really want to be a singer at all. In fact, I probably I dreaded getting up singing in front of anybody. Now, what brought me into singing was my love for acting.
Mm.
Yes, what brought me into acting, we had a substitute teacher in school, and he had been out to California, and he was telling us how exciting it was to be on a television show as an extra.
Okay.
And so that kind of caught my interest. And okay. So I determined then that I wanted to join the Drama Guild in high school. And of course, along with acting, you know, eventually you're going to come up singing because you have to be in some musical theater.
Right.
Yeah. So that's how singing actually crept in on me.
Okay. So it came in on the back end. It wasn't your, and things like that happen in life, don't they?
That's right.
Start off with one thing and then fall in love with another. Or develop those other skills that comes along with it. So anyway, we're going to come back with more of that. Let's get as much music in as we can. And you're hanging out with me, WB, on Red Cup Friday night with none other than the great Mr. Vail Omar. Yes, a lot of people think this is Sam Cooke. Okay, I have one comment that says, wow. Okay, Vail Omar number one. Okay, I understand. Yeah.
And oh, baby, I need you so much.
That's real good.
I don't like to beg, but please, darling, I need to get this off my heart. Respect for you. We won't make love until you ask me to. I want you to feel what I feel. Something is moving and grooving inside of me. My whole body is craving to hold you close. Oh baby,
give me your love.
I need it right now, darling. Ooh, I wanna feel you.
Give me your love.
Oh sugar, give it to me. Give it to me. Come close.
I'm hungry for your love.
I'm hungry for your love.
I got an appetite.
All right, we're back. Oh, with none other than Mr. Vail Omar. Miss Omar, when we left off, you were speaking of how you really started off. You wanted to be an actor, and in high school, and I guess in college, maybe perhaps you took up. You wanted to be an actor. So, how do those things connect? And I'm going to ask: is your love for acting still more, or did you just adopt a love for music?
Well, you know, it's like this. You know, I had the acting bug had actually bit me. He didn't just bite me, but he was holding on real tight. and then, of course, I got out to Hollywood. And
at what age?
I left Chicago at the age 23. Okay. And moved out to Hollywood, my wife and my little son. And I was sure I was going to make it very quickly. I told my wife, I said, you know, if I haven't made it in 5 years, I'm giving it up. Of course, 5 years came and passed. And I said, I'm going to give myself 5 more years. And that came and passed. And I said, well, I'm going to have to get a job.
Oh, boy.
Acting started it off. And like I said, I mean, if you're an actor, eventually you're going to have to do some musical theater. I majored in theater in college, speech and drama, dramatic arts. And that's where I started having to sing. And I discovered that I really liked it a lot. And of course, but when I got out to Hollywood, and couldn't find as many jobs as I thought I would get, and had to resort to working. I mean, you know, moving furniture and all that other kind of stuff.
Getting a real job, right?
That's the only place I got a chance to sing. But I decided that maybe I should start looking for something in the singing department, since I was singing in college in the musical theater. So once I started doing that, I remember the first city that actually paid me money to sing was Inglewood, California.
Wow.
And so I said, well, this is where the money is. And since I love singing as well, I had to put acting on the back burner for a while.
Right.
And singing was so lucrative, then I decided to keep acting back there for a while.
I don't blame you. I understand. But I can feel and hear your love for acting. And so how does that play into, and now, okay, as an actor, a lot of times we would play or you would depict a character and you take on that character, the role of that character. How does that help or transform into your singing?
Well, you learn to play the emotions, and the way to get to the emotions, of course, you have to go deep within yourself, into your soul, and using some other techniques that will bring those emotions out. So, and therefore, I decided that if I'm going to sing, and singing is about emotion also.
It is.
It's about bringing out that spirit that's in the song. Whatever you're singing about, you want to convey that to the audience with believability. And so I use some of the same acting techniques in my singing in order to do that.
Excellent. Excellent. You're exactly right. Connecting with that audience, right?
Right.
That's what it's all about. That's really what it's all about. And we've got more with Mr. Vail Omar. Have so much to select from. I'm going to go to this song. We'll talk about this on the other side. The greatest song I ever sang.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Yeah.
is this song.
Is this song
the greatest words I ever said? I love you.
I love you.
I gave my life an inventory. Don't worry, I ask myself, what's greater than making love? The answer came to be blessed, to bless someone. Oh, the greatest song I ever sang is this song. The greatest words I ever said, I love you.
I love you.
Give your life an inventory.
Inventory.
Help me tell the story. Ask yourself what's better than making love. I hope you find out. To be blessed, to bless someone, the greatest song I ever sang is this song, the greatest words I ever said, I love you, I want.
That's cold-blooded. That is cold-blooded. Look, mean. Look, I'm serious right now. The greatest song I ever sang. Oh, Mr. Omar, sir. Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, if you agree with me, let me know. Hey, look, leave a comment. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on LinkedIn. There's no excuses. You can also go to the website. StudioW.buzz. StudioW.buzz. You can reach us from anywhere around the planet. Mr. Omar, whew. Okay. Let's start with this. I'm getting comments here. Pat McGill, Bill is the best. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, Patty, let's see. I don't want to. Marquita Petty? Wonderful song, wonderful singer. Sam Cooke, is that a Sam Cooke? Is that your name? Wow, Bill Omar, number one. And Patty McGill again, like she said, Bill is the best. Hey, all of you guys, okay, I want you to do something. Patty, Lisa. Oh, that was, let's see, I don't want to butcher her name. Lisa Hashitomo? Hashimoto. Yo, El Aro. Okay. I hope I didn't butcher your name too bad. Anyway, won't you guys go to, Patty McGill, let's see, Marquita and Sam. Hey guys, go to the website and leave a comment on what you think about the show. Okay, it's easy. All right. And subscribe, because Bill will be back. Like I said, we love doing our best to promote artists that you may or may not have heard of before. And, you know, Mr. Omar, yes. It's an inspiration because you had a dream of doing one thing and then you end up doing another, but you end up in loving the thing that you are doing now. I can tell it in your music. Let's talk about what inspired you. The greatest song I ever sang. Is that an original?
No, that's not an original. In fact, all of the songs that you've played so far were written by someone else. Of course, the first one, Change Is Gonna Come, by Sam Cooke.
Okay.
But I had one of the greatest producers ever to work with in these other songs. Many people may know him if they're in the music and Southern soul and just pure soul blues, is Mr. Carl Marshall.
Yes.
Down in Texas. And Carl, he wrote a lot of those songs. He arranged all of them as far as I know. And so, but that's where I got those songs from. But, you know, I could feel those songs as if I had written them.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. Oh, man. Well, you transformed it. You took it and you made it your own. Because I said, wow, I was thinking, wow. And we were talking earlier about connecting with your audience. How do you connect with your audience? And I know you talked about it a little bit, but you have to believe in what you're doing in order to connect with your audience. And is there anything else that I might be missing on that?
Well, you know, if you're in the studio, the only thing you have to connect with your audience is the emotion that you know that most people feel.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an emotion, you can guarantee you that many other people have that same emotion and react to it pretty much the same way.
Okay.
And so I sing, when I'm not singing to anything except a microphone, then I try and convey that emotion, share that emotion through the microphone in believing what people feel about what I'm singing, because I want to believe it. And if I believe it, I believe that they're going to believe it.
Amazing.
On stage. Stage is a little different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. But let's get back to you're not on stage.
Mm.
But you and the microphone and the music, you know, and you're doing your thing, right?
Yes.
Then what you're saying is, and this is the amazing part of it, if you really think about what we're talking about here now, is that you have to believe what you are doing into it, the emotions and all of this. Mm-hmm. And then they can hear it even though they aren't seeing you. The right. Audience can feel that. Is that pretty much?
They should be able to feel it. You know, in fact, there's a story about Sam, and I don't know if I got this from him or it just came through the acting itself, but Sam said something similar that I learned later on. He said he was auditioning a guitar player, and the guy that was with him was really enjoying the guitar player. And Sam said, oh, okay, yeah. The guy said, how great the guitar player sounded. Sam said, okay, now what I want you to do, I told the guy, he said, now turn your back on him.
Mm.
And so the guy, when he turned his back, and Sam said, what do you think? He said, he didn't sound the same. Sam said, see, you have to be able to convey on a hard, cold disc, the wax.
Mm.
The same thing you can do when people are watching you on stage.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I tend to go with that. I agree with that. And right. So when I'm singing in the studio, I'm singing with all the feeling that I have about that song and what the story is about.
That's right.
Every song has a story, so I try to get into that story and emote it, you know, act it out, really believing it.
That's the whole idea. Hey, be right back after this. Got more from Mr. Bill Omar right here on Red Cup Friday night. Red Cup Friday night, each and every Friday, generally 8:15 p.m. right here on the East Coast, 5:15 Pacific Standard Time and 7:15 Central. Be right back after this. No, we played that one. I believe. We haven't played this one, I don't believe. Man, I like that already. It's real good.
Since I met you, you have meant everything that heaven would allow. And still, my love grows.
My love.
There's been hard times,
there's been hard times,
but we made it through standing strong. We survived it all, and still my love grows.
My love grows.
On the day that I met you, that's when I came to life. As long as my life lasts, until I pass, I'll still love you. Oh, my love for you, sugar, it's taken on every kind of foe. Temptations come and go, and still, my love grows.
My love grows.
You're so beautiful.
So beautiful.
You're so beautiful to me. And oh, honey, that's why. That's why my love grows.
Love grows.
Now that I have you, I'm giving you the rest of my life. It doesn't matter how hard the storm may blow. Believe me, baby, I'll still love you. I'm begging you, please, never leave me. I can't live my life without you, 'cause my love, it still grows.
My love.
And darling, darling, I love you. You mean everything to me. And all I know is still, still, my love grows.
My love.
I love
grows.
The way you make me feel. And oh, and still.
Stop depressing. Stop depressing. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, Facebook, no, don't play games here. These cats, okay, let me. Facebook is tripping here. Okay, they're trying to block the broadcast here, but we're not going to let that happen. Ladies and gentlemen, we have every right to play the music that we are playing by Mr. Vail Omar. We have the rights. Miss Omar, please let them know until I get this thing taken care of. Mr. Omar.
Yes.
Okay. So, like I said, sometimes you would, okay, in order, we don't want copyright infringements or anything like that, okay? But I need to let you tell these gentlemen, ladies, or whoever they are, that we can do what we're doing here on Red Cup Friday night.
Yeah, well, you know, it's strange, but I was playing one of the songs that I wrote and recorded, and I looked up, and then they had blocked it.
They blocked you, and it's your song.
Yeah, and I had to write to them. I still don't know if they got the answer or not. Hey, you're blocking my song that I have the copyright and the publishing on.
You know, that is so true, because, you know, we have signed up with ASCAP. We are members of that, and we do things to protect, you know, our rights to play music anyway. And right. I don't think Facebook have caught up. So anyway,
no, I don't think they, yeah.
Oh my. Okay, we're gonna give them a chance. Anyway, they just Okay.
What do they do? Just stop the transmission?
No. They can't stop the transmission. That's impossible. But I just want to make sure that our listeners, whoever they are, they can still access us here on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Having a great time. Man, that song, Still My Love Grows. Okay, tell us, give us a little background on that. What can you share with us that you would really like to?
On that song?
On that song right there. That, man, that song right there. Good gracious.
Well, that song was written by, I guess he's the owner of the record company, Dylan Deanna.
Okay.
Yeah, and, CDS Records. And is arranged by, Carl, Marshall.
Okay.
And so, what happened with Dylan, had heard me singing on my CD, How Can I Make You Mine?
Gotcha.
And he contacted me and said that he would like for me to record in his studio, in his company. And he wanted someone, the reason he contacted me is because he wanted to have someone who had a flavor similar to Sam Cooke's in his repertoire of records and CDs and all of that. So right. he flew me to Houston, Texas to hook up with Carl Marshall.
Right.
And believe it or not, when I got to Houston, I didn't know any of those songs. I had not heard of them.
Amazing.
And so Carl Marshall, the reason I say he's such a great producer, he took each song verse by verse, had me sing them, and then put them together.
Wow.
And, wow. And, you know, when he finished, I could have swore that I knew all of those songs.
Wow. What a great story. And you were you in Los Angeles at that time?
I was living in Los Angeles and, they flew me out from Los Angeles to Houston.
So apparently,
about 2 days.
If they flew you out there, they knew there was something going on. Some
problem. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I'm getting dings here on my phone and I'm looking at the comments right here on StreamYard. Folks, you can follow us anywhere, anytime, any place around the globe. And right now we're featuring none other than Mr. Vel Omar. And I call him, let's see, what I call you? The soulful crooner. Yeah. Okay. That's my tag. I just gave you that tag. I don't know if you heard it or not. But anyway, I'm claiming it.
Let's hey, do. All right.
Right back after this.
No problem with it.
Everybody's dancing. Oh, that's right. Get up.
Yeah.
Let's have a good time. You hang out with me, WB and Vel Omar on the Buzz.
Party all night when the groove is right.
Everybody's dancing. Join in. All right, let's join in to the party. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, my brother Robert Hicks, thank you so much for listening in. Kim Rogers, 7 Up, Beverly Haynes. I love you guys. Oh, my great sister, Emma, ECB. Hey, girl, how you doing out there? And my brother, Tone Loken, also Clayton Brown. Hey, guys, gals, we love it when you guys tune in. And so many of you that we talked about, Sam and Makita. Is it Makita? Okay. Did I